Just know that this is a meaningful experience that we're about to endeavor. This is our second year doing it. We have some needs over here as well. And most of the time, at the beginning of the year, what do we have? We usually do our New Year's resolution, where the white stone isn't about a resolution. It isn't about trying to do something different for the new year. That's what a resolution usually is, isn't it? It's a preparation, you know, more in the way of the old. It's preparation of Lent, so we purify ourselves to prepare for that. This isn't a purification. This is about a guidance. This ceremony called the White Stone Ceremony is about opening yourself up to hear God's guidance, for you to step into your own greatness, to move in and open your soul up so that God can guide you as to who the truth of you are. But before we go down that path too much further, let me start off with a story. It's a story of a thief who's been hanging around the gem and jewel district. And he does this because he wants to look at the people who are buying gems and jewels to steal from them, to pickpocket them. And in his adventures in the gem district, he happened upon a man who had this fabulous purchase, probably the biggest purchase, the largest purchase he had ever seen while he was in the district scoping out people. So big that when the man left, he followed the man. The man went on a train. He followed him on the train, paid a ticket, and 3 days' travel, he traveled with this man. Know that at every chance he got, he tried to pickpocket this man to no avail. He was a skilled pickpocketer. And everything he did, everything he tried, failed miserably. Frustrated at his inability to cash in on this man's purchase, he went to the person who purchased these gems, these diamonds they were actually, beautiful diamonds. And in frustration, he told the gentleman, he goes, "You know, I have to admit, you're good, because I am a skilled pickpocket, and I've done everything that I could to get those gems that I saw that you purchased." And the merchant said, "Well, you know, I saw you checking me out. I saw you checking me out at the gem district. And so I placed the gems in a place where you could never, ever find them." Well, the pickpocket was now intrigued. "A place where I could never find them?" "Yes," the merchant said. "I placed them in your own pocket." See, just like the diamonds in the pickpocket, your riches are very close to you, closer than the breath itself. Your diamonds are within you. Treasure you seek is always there within you. So a new year for a lot, again, is a reflection of your lives, to do things better, to make things better. But the truth is that the new year is a great time for new possibilities, for new beginnings, for new life. Life filled with joy, but not something out there materially, but knowing something new within you. For it is essential that we continue to look within ourselves. You know, whenever I catch myself, and I do, I know I'm a minister and a monk, I catch myself sometimes looking outside myself. And whenever I do, I have to remember that that which I seek possibly so desperately outside is always, always within here, especially if it's God-ordained, God-given. If the universe wants you to have it, you will receive it. The only person blocking you is who? Yourself. So this is an opportunity to open yourself even to a greater extent than what you have had to do in a long time. Yesterday, for those of you who were here, and you can still do this if you weren't here, you wrote down all the things that you didn't like about 2016, all the things that transported you into your own hell. You wrote it down. And the symbol of a fire, which is, we deemed hell as a place of purification for the potentiality of new greatness. That's how unity deems the pits. And so we had our own burning here, so that anything that was not of love, anything that was not of greatness, could burn in the fires. That was part of our denying, our denials, getting rid of it. Why? So that we can experience heaven here on earth. And that is what we are meant to do, is experience heaven here on earth. We're not meant to go in some far away place in some other galaxy where we deem this human-like being is there waiting for us, and we can live a life eternal in joy and happiness. It's about doing it here, right now. Living in heaven here, right now. It is the possibility. It is why we are here. It's to manifest our lives. And then from our lives, this world, into heaven. And so this is your opportunity to look within, to find your own self-worth. Not outside yourself, but in here with the truth that the diamond that we seek is your own true nature, your own Christ nature, your own divine identity. It is interesting that diamonds are stones. They're the hardest stones that you can find. That the hardening process brings them clarity. And yes, it is by the chisel of a skilled diamond cutter that brilliant light comes through and comes out. My beloveds, you are the diamonds. And you too are that beautiful cutter that not only allows the diamond to shine so brilliantly, to allow the various hues and rainbows and prisms to come out and sparkle. You are it. You're all of it. The Sufi master Rumi said, "Blessed is anyone who knows who he or she really is and builds a place to live there." This is what we're here to do today. Diving into our divine identity, excavating a guided word or name or a short phrase that is spoken only to us. No, you do not look to your neighbor and go, "Did you hear something for me? Did you hear that? I heard it for me. Yes, I did, but you need to go back in and listen for yourself." Only the name is given to you. We're going to turn our attention to being a change of heart, to creating a space to listen, to hear Spirit speak to us, listening to what Spirit is calling for each and every one of us, to give us life, to give us new life this new year. So the white stone ceremony evolved, and it's a unity tradition, and evolved based on Revelation 2:17, which reads, "Let everyone who has an ear listen to what the Spirit is saying to the churches. To everyone who conquers, who overcomes, I will give some of the hidden manna, and I will give a white stone, and on the white stone is written a new name that no one knows except the one who receives it." You know, it's interesting. There's three words that I want you to take with that. Three interesting words. Three are churches, everyone, anyone. Anyone who has ears to hear, everyone who conquers, who overcomes, churches. Churches represent a new state of consciousness within each and every one of us that abides in the truth, with a capital T, meaning abides in the truth of spirit. These are all significant to us. Anyone and everyone has the power to change our lives, to receive a new name. We are all connected to God. Every single person has this power to shift and to change ourselves at depths. Depths of our hearts, depths of our brains, depths of our souls. There is spirit. There's God that resides within each and every one of us. That's the second principle in unity. First principle, that there is God everywhere present. God is good. And if God is everywhere present, God resides within us. Fully, truly, purely. Now, I go on the edge of what some unity people say. A lot of unity people say there's a spark of divinity. That's the second. I'm saying if God is everywhere present, how can it just be a spark? If God is everywhere present, God is everywhere present in you. And that makes you divine. You have to choose that. God has already ordained you, has already placed itself within you. And through Christmas and through the Christ presence, we read and we've exhibited and we've talked about in Christmas that we each and every one of us are the divine child, not just Jesus. Our kinship is that we are the divine idea made to be made to manifest here on earth. So everyone has the power to change. We are connected. Every single person has the power to have change of heart. So every one of us has access, but we must do some things. It says everyone has an ear to listen, and then it says we must overcome. Know that, let us open ourselves up to listening through our denials and affirmation. Let's overcome. Overcome what? Overcome ourselves. Overcome our error thinking. Overcome our thoughts of lack and limitation. Overcome the fact that we deny our sonship or daughtership. Deny the fact that spirit resides within us and that we are here to make manifest divinity here on earth, each and every one of us. That each and every one of us needs to listen to finally proclaim the truth. So that heaven not only lives, that we have a spark, and a, not a spark, but a slice of heaven in our lives, but heaven continues, resides for all of us. Each and every year, I think even each minister says, wow, this year we need it more. I would love in 2018 to say, wow, it's working. That as each and every one of us has embraced our divinity and shown up as divine, no matter what anyone does to us, we still show up as love. No matter what people say to us, we still smile and give love, give peace, show harmony. And then as we do this within our own lives, that it touches other people's lives. And that they say, I want what they got. What is it that makes them so happy through any sort of adversity? Why do they walk into work on a Monday, on a rainy day, with a big smile on their face and a big hello? I want what they have. We have it within us, each and every one of us. It's already there. Let us open up to it. Let us overcome those things that aren't true to us. Scripture goes on to say, to everyone who conquers, who overcomes, I will give you some of the hidden manna. To everyone who conquers these limiting thoughts and belief, everyone who is willing to move forward through all challenges in faith will receive manna. Manna is that substance, that divine substance. It comes from when Moses were with the people who escaped from Egypt, and they were starving, and Moses went to God and said, my people are starving. They're wanting to go back, actually, to Egypt to be enslaved. And God sent them manna, food. And all he said was, you have what you need for each day, you don't have to stockpile it. You know, just take it. Fill yourself and release and let go of the rest. And know that the next day, the next time you need food, it will be there for you. That food is not just literal nourishment. It's your soul nourishment for your consciousness, for your mind, for your heart, for your body, for every part of you. To everyone who conquers, who overcomes, I will give you hidden manna. So when we do these two things, to listen and to overcome, the writers of the Bible tells us we will be blessed with three things. We will receive this manna, our daily bread, the spiritual substance and nourishment. We will receive all that we need to move forward, to live magnificent lives, and we will receive guidance. We will meet the right people. We will have all the resources provided for us when we need them. Beloveds, let me tell you something right now. All those things are available to us right now. Are we ready to accept them? Or do we continue to block God's blessings and goodness? Let us listen. Let us listen to the love of God who wants to supply everything. Now is the time for the white stone ceremony. In Jesus' time, it used to be that once you served your sentence in jail, you were given a white stone. You were given an opportunity to change your name, to change your deeds. You were able to listen to something new, create your new self. And that is what we are here to do. Join me in this affirmation. I'll read it once, and then we can read it together. I am made to be love, to be peace, to be one. Together. I am made to be love, to be peace, to be one. There are many stories in the Bible that talk about the shifting of names. You know, in Scripture, Moses actually didn't shift his name, but he shifted his character because he was one of the elite. Metaphysically, Moses means to draw out the greatness, just as he drew out the slaves of Egypt, just as he guided them. He led them to the promised land, even though he didn't guide them into the promised land. Jacob. Know that after Jacob wrestled all night with the angel, his name was no longer Jacob. It became Israel, which means to strive with God, to struggle or wrestle with God, metaphysically. Remember Saul of Tarsus, who persecuted the followers of Jesus until he was struck down blind for 3 days. And then he recalled that Jesus came to him in a vision. And the scales of his blindness were taken away by Jesus so that he could see. And then he became the greatest supporter and the person who built most of the churches, all the Christian churches. His name then became Paul. Saul became Paul, which means to lessen the personal will so that more of God can be expressed. Names powerfully describe the nature of who we are, the qualities of who we are. This is your opportunity to pick a new name for yourself. If you're like most of us, your name was chosen for you. I know my name was. Even as much as I adore the name Crystal, it was given to me by my parents. I think that most of you were given your name. Here is the opportunity in this white stone ceremony for this year to pick a new name for yourself, a new quality. So let's choose to change. But before we go into the actual ceremony, I have several questions for you to take into your heart before we take the stone and meditate. Three questions. First one, am I willing to listen to my inner guidance that will give me information, a theme, a name, an idea that will forward my evolution of consciousness in the coming year? Second question, am I willing to allow myself to experience new possibilities, a new deepening of who I truly am? Third question, ask yourself, am I willing to know that this is the year that the deepest desires of my heart really can be made manifest? Scriptures say Scriptures say that we are here to receive our new name. So before we go into the ceremony, I ask you to repeat these after me. My heart is open to receive divine guidance, divine blessing. My heart is open. My heart is open to receive divine guidance, divine blessings. My heart is open. So the meaning of the White Stone Ceremony, the White Stone represents your freedom, setting us personally, emotionally, and spiritually free. It is upon these stones that you will write the name you receive from Spirit today. The White Stone and the new name we receive are our diamonds. The new name and the White Stone is your diamond. So let us take those questions I gave to you and turn them into affirmations. And we'll do it piece by piece. Repeat after me. I am willing to listen to my inner guidance.
I am willing to listen to my inner guidance.
That will give me information.
That will give me information.
A theme, a name, an idea. That will forward my evolution of consciousness.
That will forward my evolution of consciousness.
I am willing to allow myself,
I am willing to allow myself
to experience new possibilities,
to experience new possibilities,
and a deepening of who I truly am.
And a deepening of who I truly am.
I am willing to know that this is the year
that
the deepest desires of my heart really can come true.
That the deepest desires of my heart really can come true.
I invite you to take your white stone in your hand. And with the affirmations, allow those to settle deep into your heart. I'm going to take you through a meditation, opening you up so that you can truly hear the guidance that's already coming to you. And I ask you, don't try to implant words in your mind. Allow the silence to bring that which is emerging through, in, and as you from Spirit. And don't be scared if you don't immediately hear it, you will. Grasp your stone with one hand, with both hands actually, preferably. Breathing in. So let us go into this meditation so your heart can hear what God wants for you, for what your deepest name is. Know that it might come as a different name. More than likely, it will come as a word or as a theme. Just allow whatever comes up to come up, but know that it's only a word of greatness for you. Relax, close your eyes, feel the stone in your hand. Touch it, become familiar with it. Feel the bumps, the smoothness, the edges, the curves. And breathe. As you're rubbing your stone, becoming familiar with it in your hand, allow it to become a part of you. Allow yourself just as a blind person gets to know the face, allow yourself to get to know the rock. Relax, rest. If you find that your shoulders are up, relax them. And just allow yourself to breathe. And to know that God's desires within you are being made manifest. You are worthy of greatness. God is standing within you and by you. Be open to receive. Visualize the old passing. You moving forward in the old is going by. It has served its purpose. Don't judge it. Just wish it adieu. Recognizing each and every circumstance had its purpose. Now release and let it go. You are set free to enter into this best year yet. And so, in a moment, I will invite us to go into the silence, which we will spend about 3 minutes in. Listen to what your divine identity is telling you to write on your white stone. What are you healing, hearing? What are you feeling? What are you knowing? What are these intentions? What is Spirit writing through you as you on the right stone? And if you don't hear, ask Spirit for help. Just stay with it. Let's take a moment to go into the silence and listen. Just let the word emerge. There's no need to write anything down yet. Just allow it to blossom into your consciousness. Slowly, very slowly, bring your presence, your attention back to this moment. Bring your attention back to your white stone. And when you are ready, write on your white stone your new name, your new intention, the symbol that comes to you, the word that comes to you for this new year. As you hold your white stone in your hand, affirm this with me in silence. I am transformed at depth. I am transformed at depth. I am transformed at depth. You are. And so, beloveds, I invite you to take this white stone with your new name and place it somewhere that you can see it each and every day. Place it somewhere that's special to you. A lot of people place it on altars. Some people leave it in their bathroom so that when they wake up and they come in, that's the first thing that they see to remind them. Just as personal as this new word is to you, the place that you place it should also be. I thank you all for joining us in this very sacred and personal ceremony and being here at this ministry today. God bless you all. Amen.